Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa napipintong pagunita ng Father's Day sa ika-anim na Setyembre, tampok natin sa SBS Filipino ang mga frontline dads na tinatayang buhay hindi lamang para sa kanilang pamilya, kundi pati na rin sa paglaban sa COVID-19. Para sa atin, sila ay tunay na mga bayani. Kaya ngayong umaga, ating kilalanin ang nurse at ama na si Bong Paharillo sa ating panayam sa kanyang may bahay na si Diane. Sa pagunitan ng Father's Day, ay tampok natin sa SBS Filipino ang mga frontliner dads. At ngayong umaga, kasama natin ang asawa ng nurse na si Bong Paharillo, na isa ding nurse at frontliner na si Diane Paharillo. Magandang araw, Diane!
Hi, magandang araw din, Claudette.
Ayan, Diane, before anything else, pakilala ka muna sa ating mga tagapakinig. Can you tell me something about yourself, about Bong, and a bit about your family din?
Ako po si Diane Paharillo, isang registered nurse dito sa Australia. Katrabaho ako for almost 10 years now here in Australia as a registered nurse. At nakatira kami dito sa Doreen at the moment. And we have 3 kids. And originally, I came from Batangas sa Philippines.
Okay, mga Batanggenyo pala kayo.
Yes. Ay, si Bo, ano siya, Ilocano, pero ako Batangas. So, nag-meet kami sa UP Los Baños.
Ah, okay. And then, pareho din kayong nagtrabaho as nurse sa Pilipinas?
Bago kami pumunta sa Australia, doon muna kami sa Philippines kumuha, nag-aral at training at nagkumuha ng experience. At dito, pagdating sa Australia, nag-aral ulit para maging Australian nurse naman.
Oh, anong kwento, Diane? Bakit nyo naisip o napag-desisyon ng lumipat sa Australia?
Actually, kasi nandito yung brother-in-law ko. So, yung kapatid ni Bong, nauna siya dito. Then he told us na it's a good country to raise our family. And then, of course, kung may isa pa siyang kapatid, di mas mabuti. At least magkasama together, we'll raise our families and children together. So, which is really good because, alam mo yung extended family support, magpinsan, nalalaki yung mga bata. So, it's really good, especially dito sa Australia na limited yung extended family. So, it's good to have someone na pwede mong asahan in times of, you know, need.
Yes. Pareho kayo ni Bong na nurse at, of course, shift worker, no? Paano nyo minamanage yung inyong household, lalo na yung inyong tatlong anak?
Bale kasi dahil shift work, pwede kami mag-work opposite shifts, so opposite days, para lang makatipid din na kami gumastos sa childcare. Yung roster namin is planado, tsaka alam naman yung manager namin na may family kami, may anak kami, kaya pinagbibigyan naman nila. So far, busy, pero it's doable. Kahit medyo hectic yung schedule, hindi siya medyo flexible, so medyo tight talaga yung schedule namin. Pero doable naman siya, basta it's good partnership and good teamwork.
Kailangan nakaplano yung week ninyo.
Oo, so meron kaming malaking calendar sa bahay, tapos pinaplan namin na yung schedule, lahat ng schedule appointments for the next few months.
Bigyan mo ako ng konting picture ng iyong household.
So, for example, today, night shift si Bong, so uwi siya ng 8 o'clock, tapos yung kids naman would start schooling by 9 a.m. So at the moment, remote learning. So habang tulog pa yung bunso ko, so prepare na for breakfast for the 2 older kids, tapos prepare for their Zoom meetings or WebEx meetings, tapos do their school. Tapos, they're pretty much independent. And dahil nga mayroon akong bunso, yung dalawang anak ko, panganay, especially, marunong na silang maging independent. They help even preparing their breakfast, they can do that, or cleaning, you know, fixing their toys, playroom, fixing their beds. So we really have to teach them as early as now to help us manage the house chores, household, to keep the house clean and tidy kapag, alam mo, yung mga simple things, put in the bin, yung mga rubbish, ganun.
Ngayon na pumutok itong coronavirus, mas nadagdagan yung pressure ng mga households, lalo na yung mga frontliners na tulad ninyo. Ano naman yung new normal ninyo? At saka may mga protocol ba kayong sinusunod sa bahay in terms of infection control? Kasi kayo, na-expose kayo lagi sa mga virus sa ospital.
So we've been always practicing infection controls. Basta yung shoes namin, work shoes, stays outside, never go inside. Tapos we also wipe them with Clinel wipes or antibacterial royal wipes. Tapos yung clothes namin, so we go to work with our scrub suit. Tapos bago matapos yung shift, magpapalit kami ng pambahay o ng pang-uwi. So yung scrub suit nasa plastic yun, tapos it goes straight to our laundry. It's washed separately with disinfectant. So ganun yung mga protocols ko. Tapos we always practice good hand hygiene, like washing your hands. Tapos I think aeration, yung bahay, kailangan meron kang good air, fresh air coming in and out. Tapos sunlight, kasi naturally it kills the, alam mo yung bacteria sa na hindi natin nakikita, actually yung UV light coming from the sun.
Hindi din natin maiiwasan, Dayano, na may mga alala, may mga worries tayo pagdating sa kaligtasan ng ating pamilya at syempre sa kaligtasan din ng iyong asawa bilang isang nurse at ang ama ng iyong tatlong anak. Maari mo bang ibahagi yung mga worries mo o mga alala mo?
Every day, nag-aalala ako sa travel niya kasi he works sa city. Tapos nakatira kami sa Turin, so it's about 45 minutes yan na travel. Tapos pag, syempre, pag pagod yung after shift, yun yung medyo challenge yun, yung going home, yung naantok ka na, tapos kailangan mo labanan. Yun yung challenge ng working as a nurse na night shift kasi hindi masyadong pagod kasi tulog yung patient, pero pagod ka sa travel. Tsaka yung body clock mo is iba, nag-change. So yun yung worry ko sa kanya. So what we have is we always have this like life 360s for family who wants to see kung safe ba sila. Tsaka lagi nasa akin yung phone ko kung kailangan niya ng any help or emergency. Laging nasa tabi, ganun. Kung ano mang mangyari, kailangan. Alam mo, I always think na if something happens, I have to be prepared. Tapos, kailangan, ngayon at the same time, dahil nga exposed kami sa virus, so double ingat kasi may mga bata kami, we don't want them to jeopardize yung, alam mo, yung mga bata sa virus. Pero, at the same time, we have to keep our immune system, you know. Kaya yun yung sinasabi ko kay Bong, mag-alaga din siya sa immune system niya, sa di na tayo bumabata. So, alam mo, yung mga blood pressure, mga cholesterol, diet. So, we try to stay healthy. Pero, it's hard kasi with the lockdown, di rin naman tayo maka-exercise, di rin tayo makapasyal for our mental health.
Yes.
Pero these are the things that we try to look after each other for, especially sa life partner mo.
Oo.
You have to, you know, you have to help and support. And yeah, siyempre, sacrifice din. So, para sa better relationship, more understanding, para yun, walang arguments. Ganun.
Oo. May time pa ba kayong dalawa para sa isa't isa?
Oo naman, we have like our split times. Tsaka yung meron kaming every Wednesday before he, kasi night shift siya, so night shift siya sa gabi, so ako naman day off ako noon, so we have that one day to spend time. So, tsaka Tuesday night is our wine time, gano'n. So may mga,
date
so
night.
You have to have this, find this common time na pares kaming free.
Kumusta naman si Bong as a father and as a dad sa iyong tatlong anak?
He's very hands-on. Maswerte rin ako at isa siyang nurse kasi marunong siya. I feel like lagi namin ginujoke na nag-handover kami sa isa't isa. Ibig sabihin, bago siya pumasok or ako, yung handover ko, ano yung hindi ko pa nagawa. Ano yung, parang sa nurse, ganun kasi yung nurse. Every change of shift, parang ano yung hindi ko nagawa. So, meron kang follow-up. Ano yung, ito yung hindi ko nagawa. Ito yung dapat kong gawin. Ito yung nagawa ko. So, we kind of like do that at home as well. Yung, ito nagawa ko na yun. Okay, tick-tick. Ano pa yung kailangan. So it's a team effort. It was hard to adjust nung una, nung bagong dating kami sa Australia. Pero, I think now, matuto na rin kami with all our ups and downs. With our, pero it's not perfect, I should tell you. Bago namin na-reach yung ganitong setup, paano namin na mindset, it took us some time and effort for us to really understand each other's needs. Parang kailangan din mag-effort ka rin to read your partner's needs. And one.
In terms naman, Dayan, sa activities with the kids, ano ba usually yung ginagawa ni Bong with the kids?
Ang activities is very fun. Like, malagi siya nag-play. Alam mo naman yung feeling ko yung mga dads is they like to play and have fun, joke around. He helps with my little one pa nasa work ako, hands-on siya na ipapaligo, nagpapakain.
Wow.
si Bong mas malinis siya sa akin. So, siya yung nagme-maintain ng house.
Wow!
Mabilis siya kasi he has this, I think mas yung tayo kasi mga babae, manatayong emotional, alam mo yung mga et cetera doing on the side.
Yes.
I think men is more straight to the point. Okay, I'm gonna give him a wash. Parang ganun.
Exactly.
Tayo kasi may mga ano bang gagamitin kong soap or towel na isusot ko.
Uh-oh.
But I think Bong has this, and I've learned that from him, I think partnership na, okay, so pwede palang medyo less na yung emotion, more on, okay, let's do the task, let's do the output-oriented siya. Parang, just, I want, yung parang ganun. So, So doon ako nagsistep up with him kasi sometimes being a woman, marami kang medyo hormonal kapag may period ka, alam mo,
yes,
ganun. So I think kailangan nating labanan or we can do extra effort just to do the task. And then if we have extra time, then we'll do other things. Basta ganun si Bong, he taught me how to manage the household na less emotion, more on output.
Ano naman, Dayan, yung favorite quality mo kay Bong? Yung talagang ina-admire mo siya for that sort of quality?
Naku, madami yung ina-admire kay Bong. I find that he's really, he's a perfectionist. He always showed that he wants to give his best. Now, he'd rather do it with excellence or not do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So kung gagawa siya o magluluto siya, he needs to do it 100%. All the rest, all the ingredients are there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he'll not cook it. Or sa mga task, parang he'd rather clean the house, make sure no, everything is clean, everything from kahit small solo, or not clean. It was hard for me at the start kasi it's hard to keep up. Pero kung makita ko yung result, kapag halimbawa nagmo-mow siya ng lawn, he makes sure he mows everything perfect, kahit yung guhit ng mga ano, wala siyang pinapalampas. Which people are admiring. All my neighbors would say, oh, your front yard is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, oh, my husband maintains it. He always plans ahead and he always sees what I can't see at the moment. Pero he looks beyond. He doesn't see the superficial, and always say to me his favorite quote from the book Little Prince. He's a very deep person. Whenever I talk to his friends or parang, oh, Bong is so different, parang playful siya, funny joke time lang. Pero when with me, we always get like serious talk.
Deep and meaningful talks, hindi ba?
Exactly. Parang we have quality talks. Parang he makes sure na dahil nga konti lang yung time namin together. So when we talk, itok.
Sa tingin mo naman, ano yung favorite ng mga kids sa quality ni Daddy Bong?
I think they all love him because he always makes it fun. He always says to me yung quality time with the kids is more important. Full-time work siya. So, minsan lang din niya makasama yung kids, but he makes sure that the kids really remember. Kung mayroon siyang 2 nights off, he'll make sure that he talks them into bed, that he'll tell a story. Mayroon silang special language.
Sila lang nakakaintindi.
Sila lang. Oh. Like mga codes or whatever. Parang tatanayin pa si Bong, ano yan? Sino nang galing yan?
So, hands-on dad and hands-on frontliner. Wow, sounds like a perfect husband. Ayan, and finally, Dayan.
Walang
ano
perfect.
Wala namang perfect, of course.
Wala namang perfect.
Uh-oh.
Pero we strive to.
Yes, we try to be the best version of ourselves, hindi ba?
I think yes, exactly. That's the best word.
And what's your Father's Day message para kay Bong?
My Father's Day message for Bong is, Darl, thank you so much for all your hard work. Thank you so much for all your sacrifice, for your never-ending love and understanding. We love you so much. Please always take care of yourself and stay safe.
Kasama natin sa programa ang may bahay ng frontliner dad na si Nell Gison. Kasama natin Luella Henato. Gison, magandang araw, Luella.
Magandang araw, Claudette.
Ayan. Kumusta ka, Luella?
Mabuti naman. Ito, Sunday, busy sa household. As usual, si Daddy nasa work, so busy.
Mm-mm. Okay, Luella, para mas makilala ka pa ng ating mga tagapakinig, can you tell me something about yourself muna? Siyempre, about your family and a bit about, of course, our hero dad since it's Father's Day, na si Nell.
So, ako si Luella from Melbourne. And then Nell, we have 2 kids. We're a family of 4. Nell works at ICU at the Austin Hospital. At the same time, sa cardiothoracic, so he's been very busy. So our two kids are, their names are Sky Gison and also Sophie Gison. But I work as part-time as well, so for a pharmaceutical company. At the same time, you know, yeah, we're homeschooling as well. I've got a six-year-old, which is Sky, so we're doing homeschooling.
Do you know yung scope ng trabaho ni Nell sa ospital? You mentioned sa ICU siya and sa heart ward, tama ba?
That's right. So cardiothoracic. So he works both in ICU and also cardiothoracic. So he likes a mixture of both wards. So yeah, that's why he's been very busy in both wards. So I think he works 3 days sometimes on ICU and then 2 days cardio, and then they mix it up. We have those COVID-related patients, definitely. So every week, you know, he meron siyang mga patient then. So yeah, in fact, you know, we were quarantined actually last, you know, few weeks ago, because you know he handled a patient who, you know, who tested positive after 9 days. Mm-hmm. After 9 days pa, so pagkakasama na kami, hindi namin alam na, you know, he contacted, you know, he cared for a person that, you know, that was, you know, that tested positive after 9 days, so we had to, you know, undergo a quarantine. But luckily, no one was affected. So, yeah.
Klaruhin lang natin na nag-negative naman yung buong pamilya.
Yes, okay. Luckily.
Okay, let's talk about the quarantine lang kaunti. Interesado ako malaman anong nangyari. So, someone tested positive, that's why the whole family had to go on quarantine, okay? So, ano yung setup? Kailangan ba pag naka-quarantine sa bahay, kailangan hiwa-hiwalay ba kayo? How did you do it?
So it was recommended dapat hiwalay, but it was because, you know, he was the one who had, you know, the face-to-face contact with that patient. Mm. But we decided, you know what, because we've been together already for 9 days, since, you know, the last contact with that, you know, that person at this moment, it's irrelevant na. Even if we were told na myself and the two kids don't need to go under quarantine and we can go out of the house pa, we decided, hey, you know, because we've been together for, you know, for 9 days, you know, already, then I think, you know, we are in high risk na rin. So we decided not to, you know, isolate na rin. We were not expected to pull out our kids from school or childcare, but we decided to pull them out because we don't want, you know, to be the reason for, you know, for an outbreak in the school or, you know, childcare.
Oo, for safety purposes. 14 days kayong nasa loob lang ng bahay, nag-isolate.
Oo, 14 days.
Anong nangyari sa loob ng bahay?
Ayun, buti na lang kami. Nung kami yung mga stocks ng mga, ano, mga loot, mga pagkain, yung ganyan. And of course, homeschooling. So, enjoy naman. Kasi at the same time, we are one of the few families actually who actually enjoy
isolation.
This time, yeah, isolation because of Nell's work. So I work part time, and then Nell works, you know, full time shift working. So during those times, mahirap for me because on the weekends, you know, he's para kong, you know, single mom kasi not around.
And then you get to bond as well as a family. Tsaka lalo na si Nell kasi di ba lagi siyang wala sa bahay. So, nung isolation, nakapag-bond siya with the kids.
During the isolation, we're able to, you know, to bond with the kids. You know, we talk more, yung ganyan. So, yeah, we get to, you know, do board games, ayan. So, napabili ako ng mga Monopoly, Charades, ayan. So, I invested on board games. So, you know, for the first time, we're able to do that.
That's good. Meron talagang participation ng mga kids. They don't have to be on the gadget or on the computer. Talagang may interaction with the family, no?
Yes, yeah, we try to avoid, you know, TV. But yeah, we try to get the kids involved in physical activities.
Sa tingin mo ba, Luella, nag-change yung inyong dynamic sa bahay simula nung mas naging busy si Nell sa trabaho? Kasi nga, COVID-related din yung job niya, no?
In a way, it did. We spent more time together, but at the same time, we have a plan already in place just in case one of us gets it or if Nell, because Nell is, you know, one of the high risk, you know, in the high risk group. Eh. So we already have a plan in place, you know, where he's staying, just in case he gets it. So yeah, in that sense, you know, yeah, the dynamics change. I think, you know, it brought us closer in a way. During this, you know, isolation stage, it brought us closer as well. And at the same time, you know, his role is very important. So that's why we try to support him too.
Aside mo naman, ano yung mga worries mo, Luella? Kasi syempre hindi natin masasabi, like yung nangyari few weeks ago, you had to go on a quarantine lahat kayo. May mga worries ka ba sometimes na nako baka mahawa si Nel, baka magkasakit siya, God forbids, mm-hmm. of course.
To be honest, yeah, so among the four of us, si Nel ay the one who's in the higher risk because he's got asthma too.
Ah.
So, in fact, sabi ko, hindi ka ba pwede mag-live na lang. Mm-hmm. Ay, nako. Sabi niya, probably half of the people in, you know, in the hospital has got something, either diabetes, either asthma, or uh-oh. Something, you know, ongoing.
Nag-aalala ka for him sa health niya, and then syempre sa magiging impact din itong coronavirus sa kanya. So, as a wife naman, how do you make sure na yung mga pangangailangan, of course, ni Nel ay naibibigay mo? How do you make him feel loved?
Si Nel, madali lang pasayahin kasi most men, I think, you know, they just want, you know, food.
Good food.
Good food. Filipino food. Like today, sabi mo, gusto niya ng corn beef. Oh, sure, corn beef. There you go.
Oo, so lulutuan mo siya.
Luto naman ako ng corn beef.
Ano ba yung favorite ulam ni Nel?
Nako, liyempo. Tsaka sisig.
Ang sarap. Liyempo, sisig, tapos meron pa talagang rice, no? At saka sausawan.
Oh, rice and sausawan. Si Nel is parang hindi siya mahilig sa ano eh, sa rice. So, medyo keto diet. Hindi siya keto diet, but you know, he barely eats carbs. So, so mostly sisig with salad, kanyan. Or liyempo with kale.
Wow, my healthy side. Hindi ba?
Okay.
And of course, kumusta naman si Nel bilang isang tatay kay Sophie and Sky?
I can ask for more because he's been very supportive as well. You know, he loves the kids, he plays with the kids. The kids, adore him so much.
Kasama mo ba si Sophie ngayon, Luella?
She's here.
Okay. Pwede ba natin siyang makausap?
Just give me a second.
Okay, no worries.
I've got Sophie here.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
How are you, Sophie?
Good.
That's good. Can I ask you about your dad?
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, what do you love about your dad, Sophie?
I like him because he does a tickle monster.
Mm-hmm.
And he has black hair. And he makes me breakfast and Sky as well.
What does he cook for you?
Sometimes pancakes, honey bread, and for Sky, he bakes.
Is your dad your hero, Sophie?
Yes.
Why?
Because he does the best thing. And he, like I said, he does a tickle monster.
Mm-hmm.
And he reads to me.
Yes. Okay, that's so good. What do you want to say to your dad?
I want to say Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Sophie. Ang cute naman ni Sophie. Manang-mana kay Mommy Luella. And finally, Luella, a Father's Day message para sa iyong asawa na si Nel Gison.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you for, you know, being always supportive to the family. I know you've been very busy at work, but even if you've been very, you know, busy at work, you don't fail to do your fatherly duties. And thank you for loving, you know, the kids and making sure the family is okay.
Kasama natin sa programa ang anak ng isang frontliner mula sa Queensland. We have Clarissa Pantiliano, isa sa mga anak ng doktor na si Dr. Earl Pantiliano. Good morning, Clarissa.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am well. So you're based in Queensland.
Mm-hmm, in the Gold Coast.
Do you like the weather there?
Yeah, it's always sunny all year round. That's always nice, but I'm more of a cold person, but this is good too.
Okay. Here in Melbourne, it's very cold. I would love to be in Queensland right now. But anyway, one of these days when the pandemic is over. But at this time, let's talk about you and your dad and your family. Clarissa, mm-hmm. can you tell me something about yourself, your family, and of course, since it's Father's Day, a bit about your dad, Earl?
So we have, my dad has four kids. I am the third. I have two older twin sisters, so they were really tired of us from the start, and a little brother. Right now, he's working at the hospital as well as at the clinic he's always been working at. And at the hospital, he works at the fever clinic. So he helps swab new patients or people who come in to check whether or not they have it. And he checks up on anyone who calls in and checks in to make sure that, you know, they're doing fine and that it's not going to progress anything worse and need to come to the hospital.
So what does your mom do? Is she a full-time wife or does she also work?
She is working as well at a childcare center. So she takes care of little kids in, I think it's pre-kindy. She just likes being around kids.
Back to Dad Earl. Can you tell me more about him as a father?
Well, he's always been very supportive, of course, having four kids. And then my little brother and his soccer, he's always mostly there at the game. Not more so now because Patrick will have, he got injured recently, so he hasn't been able to go play. So Patrick just goes to watch his teammates and cheers them on. And my dad would just be there like, how are they? How are they doing? And he's always got advice all the time for us when we go to him, especially not just medical, but also, you know, life tips. Very easy to talk to and helps us with our interests as well. So if we say we want to start something, he's like, oh, okay, cool, I'll help you. I'll get you that guitar.
Okay, does he spoil you guys?
I think to a degree he does, but at the same time he tries not to because, you know, we really shouldn't be spoiled having four kids. That's just a recipe for disaster.
Tell me more about the household. How does things go in your house?
Well, now that my brother and I are both in university and my parents both work full-time, we do a lot more than we used to when we were little. So we will be the ones taking care of the dogs and helping out more often. And my dad, he likes to cook on the weekends. My brother and I will clean the house and my dad will relax on Friday nights, hopefully after a non-stressful day at work, but more often than not, it is stressful. And yeah, kids are all older now. They do a lot less and we help out a lot more just to help them de-stress some more. Because we're at home now with a lot of our work being cut off and university being online, it just makes more sense to help them out as opposed to go out when it's unsafe anyway.
Does your dad give you advice in terms of, you know, safety? Because, you know, he's a doctor.
For sure. Especially now, at the start of all of this, he used to be like, okay, when you go outside the house, we are going to take our clothes off, wash it straight away. We also have a little sanitation spray in front of all of our doors. So, like, if I walk the dogs or if we're coming home from going out, we'll, like, spray our shoes because obviously we can't wash that all the time. And then we also have, like, a hand sanitizer there as well. And now, especially with a very recent case near our area, even though masks aren't mandated in the Gold Coast, he has said, like, we need to get masks and wear it out as often as we can, even if it's just walk around. At the start, he thought it was kind of like, hey, chill out. But then when it started getting closer and closer, we were very scared. And we also did it anyway, but yeah. But the mask thing, definitely, I was initially like, but there's nothing in the Gold Coast. But then I was like, wait, that's so silly for me to say because you never know if anyone just doesn't know that they have it. So, yeah, I'm very much listening and supporting it, the advice I'm saying.
It's probably really cool to have a dad who's a frontliner.
Well, now, yes, because then I always know what to do or how to go about everything. But, yeah, back in school, he never let us get away with anything.
Okay. Tell me more about your dad. What's your usual bonding with your dad?
Well, we always like to eat together. So when he cooks, we like to eat. And he likes to make food for us, especially when all of us are together. So even my sisters and their partners will always have at least either once a week or once every 2 weeks, we'll meet up to have dinner together and sometimes we'll watch movies. But Now he just falls asleep, so we just, you know, mostly eating now. Eating and talking. He likes to play his music out loud, too, so we talk about that as well. He's a massive record fan. He's got records that he just listens to every weekend morning before work.
How does he express his love?
Very, very subtly. He likes to spend time together. So one day a week, we will just have the day where we'll go out.
Do you have any worries in terms of your dad's health and especially his situation right now? Because he's working in a COVID clinic, he's exposed to COVID patients.
Yeah, he works at a fever clinic as well as not just at his GP. When he's a GP, he's met with like a lot of old people and kids who may or may not show any symptoms. Thursdays to Friday, he'll go straight from working at his clinic to the hospital. So that's just like double where he doesn't know. And he might even be one of those that don't have symptoms. And that scares me. Purely because like, what's going to happen if he does have it?
What's the quality that you admire most about him?
It would be his hard work and determination. Because when we first moved when we were little, he had to move by himself first. Yeah, get all of that set up for us. And then when we moved again, he had to do the same thing. And how caring and loving he is to do this, to help us have a better future and give us all of our opportunities.
And finally, what's your Father's Day message?
Hey, Dad. Happy Father's Day. Thank you for all the things that you do. I hope you like our present. We spend a lot of time thinking about it and hope that it helps you relax and that you don't work yourself too hard and you stay safe and have good health. Love you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.